argument, a bad day at work, or even negative thinking. A learned response for dealing with this stress may be eating. Over time, the bond may become so strong that our automatic or habitual response to stress is to eat. In psychology, this is known as classical conditioning, as demonstrated by Pavlov's dogs. The dogs learned to associate a tone with food and would salivate whenever they heard the tone, whether there was food present or not. In order to interrupt and eventually eliminate this negative behavior, we must weaken the bond between the stimulus and the response, so it eventually becomes extinct. Hence, the technical name extinction is rooted from this word. Addictions versus habits. Some believe the term addiction should be reserved for describing a physical dependency on chemical substances, such as alcohol and drugs. Formation. Habit formation is the process by which a behavior, through regular repetition, becomes automatic or habitual. This is modeled as an increase in automaticity with number of repetitions up to an asymptote. This process of habit formation can be slow. As the habit is forming, it can be analyzed in three parts: the cue, the behavior, and the reward. The cue is the thing that causes the habit to come about, the trigger of the habitual behavior. This could be anything that one's mind associates with that habit, and one will automatically let a habit come to the surface. The behavior is the actual habit that one exhibits, and the reward, a positive feeling, therefore continues the habit loop. A habit may initially be triggered by a goal, but over time that goal becomes less necessary and the habit becomes more automatic. Shopping habits are particularly vulnerable to change at major life moments like graduation, marriage, birth of first child, moving to a new home, and divorce. Some stores use purchase data to try to detect these events and take advantage of the marketing opportunity. Some habits are known as keystone habits, and these influence the formation of other habits. For example, identifying as the type of person who takes care of their body and is in the habit of exercising regularly can also influence eating better and using credit cards less. In business, safety can be a keystone habit that influences other habits that result in greater productivity. The results of the study empirically demonstrate that high self-control may influence the formation of habits and, in turn, affect behavior. Goals. The habit-goal interface or interaction is constrained by the particular manner in which habits are learned and represented in memory. Specifically, the associative learning underlying habits is characterized by the slow, incremental accrual of information over time in procedural memory. Habits can either benefit or hurt the goals a person sets for themselves. Goals guide habits by providing the initial outcome-oriented motivation for response repetition. In this sense, habits are often a trace of past goal pursuit. Although, when a habit forces one action, but a conscious goal pushes for another action, an oppositional context occurs. When the habit prevails over the conscious goal, a capture error has taken place. Behavior prediction is also derived from goals. Behavior prediction is to acknowledge the likelihood that a habit will form, but in order to form that habit, a goal must have been initially present. The influence of goals on habits is what makes a habit different from other automatic processes in the mind. Nervousness. There are a number of habits possessed by individuals that can be classified as nervous habits. These include nail biting, stammering, sniffling, and banging the head. They are known as symptoms of an emotional state and are generally based upon conditions of anxiety, insecurity, inferiority, and tension. These habits are often formed at a young age and may be because of a need for attention. When trying to overcome a nervous habit, it is important to resolve the cause of the nervous feeling rather than the symptom, which is a habit itself, or as a result, one could experience anxiety. Anxiety is a disorder known for excessive and unexpected worry that negatively impacts an individual's daily life and routines. Bad habits. A bad habit is an undesirable behavior pattern. Common examples include procrastination, fidgeting, overspending, and nail biting. The sooner one recognizes these bad habits, the easier it is to fix them. Rather than merely attempting to eliminate a bad habit, it may be more productive to seek to replace it with a healthier coping mechanism. Will and intention. A key factor in distinguishing a bad habit from an addiction or mental disease is willpower. If a person can easily control over the behavior, then it is a habit. Good intentions can override the negative effect of bad habits, but their effect seems to be independent than the bad habits remain but are subdued rather than canceled. Elimination. Many techniques exist for removing established bad habits. For example, withdrawal reinforces identifying and removing factors that trigger and reinforce the habit. The basal ganglia appears to remember the context that triggers a habit, so habits can